EX Work 1.
To understand how a child views fairy tales, let us consider as examples the many fairy stories in which a child outwits a giant who scares him or who even threatens his life. That children instinctively understand what these giants stand for is illustrated by the spontaneous reaction of a 5-year-old. Encouraged by discussion about the importance fairy tales have for children, a mother overcame her hesitation about telling such bloody and threatening stories to her son. From her conversations with him, she knew that her son already had fantasies about eating people or people getting eaten. So she told him the tale of Jack the Giant Killer. His response at the end of the story was, "There aren't any such things as giants, are there?" Before the mother could give her son the reassuring reply which was on her tongue, and which would have destroyed the value of the story for him, he continued, "But there are such things as grown-ups, and they're like giants." Already at the age of 5, he understood the encouraging message of the story. Although adults can be experienced as frightening giants, a little boy with cunning can get the better of them. This remark reveals one source of adult reluctance to tell fairy stories. We are not comfortable with the thought that occasionally we look like threatening giants to our children, although we do. Nor do we want to accept how easy they think it is to fool us, or to make fools of us, and how delighted they are by this idea. But whether or not we tell fairy tales to them, we do, as the example of this little boy proves, appear to them as selfish giants who wish to keep to ourselves all the wonderful things which give us power. Fairy stories provide reassurance to children that they can eventually get the better of the giant. That is, they can grow up to be like the giant and acquire the same powers. These are the mighty hopes that make us men. Most significantly, if we parents tell such fairy stories to our children, we can give them the most important reassurance of all, that we approve of their playing with the idea of getting the better of these giants. Here, reading is not the same as being told the story, because while reading alone, the child may think that only some stranger, the person who wrote the story or who arranged the book, approves of outwitting and cutting down the giant. But when his parents tell him the story, a child can be sure that they approve of his fighting back in fantasy against the threat that he feels from adults' dominance.